1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Fun, safe, and stress-free gatherings were hard to plan until now. For only $99, you can reserve a theater for a private showing for up to 20 of your friends and family. Details online at MarcusTheaters.com.
Sadly, we have come to the final day of your It Was My First Day stories. A lot of times it was also your last day. It was my first and last day, but...
All right, we'll start with a couple of first-time skiing stories. That's seasonal. With all the snow. My first day skiing was very colorful. I didn't want to go. I was 11. I was staying at my BFF's house for the weekend. Their avid skiing family decided to take me and teach me to ski. I just wanted to cry.
What?
Just snowplow down the bunny hill, they said. Yeah. It'll be fine, they said. Oh, it's fun.
I've heard this. Yep.
Wanted to cry.
Doesn't end well.
Once at the ski hill and off to the side, I mastered pointing the tips of my skis together to slow myself down. All I had to do was go down the bunny hill once. After a brief lesson on how to grab the tow rope, I fell forward when I grabbed the rope and was dragged to the top of the hill.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I stood up and looked down. Not good. I was informed that the only way to get down was to ski, unless, of course, I was transferred via medical snowmobile. I prepared my skis in a nice V position, and down I went.
Make a pizza.
There's a guy who's told people to snowplow before, right there.
Slice a pizza, bigger pizza. Come on.
And then it's a yard sale.
Note to self, snowplowing means nothing when you're going down a steep hill. Steep? It's the bunny hill.
To a non-skier, it's steep.
No, I've been on the bunny hill. It's not steep. They're right.
After approximately 30 feet of upright skiing and constant screaming, wow, you really have no...
A scream.
My skis crisscrossed and I fell face first into the hill. I continued down the hill with a bloody nose and lips, making a nice red stripe down the white bunny hill. I came to a stop and received my medical snowmobile ride back to the lodge. From there, I watched the family ski with the window from the window with my hot cocoa.
Sure.
That's fine. Better afternoon for you.
Yeah, waving to them out the window.
Some people don't want to ski.
Didn't even... Snowmobile ride off the bunny hill.
What's that about Pizza Rock?
Here's another one.
Bigger slice.
First day snowboarding, I convinced my mom to let me try snowboarding, and she agreed as long as my brother, an experienced snowboarder, was with me. We went to Sunburst, rented all the equipment, and headed to the bunny hill. My brother took me halfway up the bunny hill and talked me through how to go down. I slowly went down the hill. Pumped! I stayed up the whole way. I hit the incline at the end of the bunny hill where I was crawling to a stop. I then caught an edge, fell backwards, and immediately snapped my wrist.
Oh!
Oh!
My mom watching as they wouldn't let me walk to the ER tent. And strapped me to the sled of the snowmobile. Another snowmobile ride off the bunny hill.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
That's got to be
my mom didn't kick me snowboarding again. I just can't believe it.
Did we send her the snowmobile to the bunny hill again?
It's a car story.
He broke his wrist.
When I was 23, I finally had a decent job that allowed me to purchase my very first new car. I was all excited to go pick it up at the dealership in West Allison to get rid of my old beater in 1977 Ford Pinto that they were going to junk. I left the lot in a brand new 1994 Pontiac Sunbird that I had to special order to get the options. This is a new car.
Loaded too.
Yeah.
Special options.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just.
This says spring break all over.
AM/FM radio.
As I was driving home, I stopped at the stoplight on 27th and Forest Home. While waiting for the light to change, I was rear-ended by a school bus.
Brand new car.
I managed to walk away from the accident with minor injuries. There were no kids on the bus, and the bus driver was okay as well. The insurance company totaled out my car with only 11 miles on it.
Oh, just heartbreak. That is awful.
Yeah. How about a date? Internet dating is fun. I decided to go on a first date with a fella I had met online. He wasn't my usual type. Picture mid-40s trying to look like a young Bret Michaels, but he could write a great email. He actually understood punctuation and the difference between woman and women.
She was attracted to his brain. Okay, good start.
At the time, it was a step out of my comfort zone. Upon his suggestion, we decided to meet for dinner.
Meet for dinner.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
A public place. That seems fairly safe, doesn't it?
Most women these days, you don't get picked up anymore. You don't put yourself in that situation at all.
I told him I was coming straight from work, so I would be hungry. It was very hot and humid that day. When he arrived in the parking lot of the restaurant, he jumped off his Harley, do-rag and all, pulled his hot, sweaty hands out of his dirty and clearly well-worn leather riding gloves, and we went in immediately for a drink. He then asked if I wanted to order dinner. I thought that was the plan all along.
Right.
When the waitress took our order, he asked if I just wanted to split a chicken sandwich.
No, what?
No, I'm going to eat my whole sandwich.
I was starving, but said sure. When it was delivered to our table, he took that sandwich with those gross, sweaty, fresh from crusty leather gloves, hands that had not been washed.
She's got a real thing about this.
Cut it in half and handed me my portion.
Oh, he took it and cut it. Oh.
I ate it anyway, all one half of it. I was starving.
She said, yeah, let's do this. I'll be starving.
Coming from
it's
work.
After work. What part of...
Well written or not, I decided against a second date with him.
Good for her. Some women would have seen that as a project. I can change him. I can get him out of those gloves. I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
14 years old in 1969. First day of caddy training at Blue Mound Country Club. I was totally psyched. There was one kid who, by the way, who knew everything possible about the proper etiquette and procedures to be a caddy.
There's always a kid like that.
A know-it-all, you know.
Well, maybe he's got a year under his belt.
The following Saturday was the first loop of many, many more that summer.
You know, looper.
Mm-hmm.
Projuck.
Mr. Know-It-All was in my group. As our members were getting ready to tee off, the guest of a member went first. The guest may have been a little nervous because he swung and missed the ball.
Yeah.
Mr. Know-It-All broke out laughing.
Oh,
wow, what a great caddy.
My member asked me to go get the caddy master, which I did, and Mr. Know-It-All was escorted off the property, never to be seen again.
Ooh.
Really?
That must have been some club member he insulted.
You just don't laugh at the...
No, I know. But
have him escorted off the property?
Cut that off!
I mean, your golf partners can break your balls all day long, but the caddies aren't supposed to laugh at you.
Mr. Know-It-All.
I mean, that's what happens golfing, right?
Missed completely.
How about a honeymoon?
Okay.
On the first day of our honeymoon, my husband took me to Carmel, California.
Sounds fun.
He decided we would stop at the Chamber of Commerce for a suggestion as far as accommodations.
The old days, before the phones.
Halfway down the list, the Chamber of Commerce worker mentioned a cottage for $40.
In Carmel, California, where Pebble Beach and Clint Eastwood both live.
It's going to be rustic. Can you see it coming?
My husband, well, it's a letter, right? My husband jubilantly exclaimed, "We'll take it." When we entered the cottage, I was appalled, and I understood why it was so cheap. There was a huge tear in the filthy carpet that was cut too short on one side where it didn't reach the walls.
Mm.
A TV so old you had to manually change the channel, then adjust the bunny ears. And some type of maroon splatter on the wall.
Is that beet juice?
The bathroom was something from a horror movie. The shower was a porcelain bathtub that had been sawed in half and shoved into the shower stall. Both the shower and tiles were covered in mold. There were piles of accumulated dirt in every corner of the room. There was strange hairs on the bed covering.
Don't you just leave?
Yeah, you do.
Every hard surface had some sort of sticky residue on it.
This is a honeymoon, too.
I told my husband of 36 hours that we needed to stay elsewhere.
Right. Good call.
He refused and said the cottage was perfectly fine.
Mm,
this time I ceased all communication. When it was time for bed, my husband gladly took off his clothes and jumped into the bed. I went outside and brought in a lounge chair from the pool, which is where I tried to sleep fully clothed with my shoes on. Well, that's your honeymoon. The next day, he apologized, and we stayed in an oceanfront room at the Monterey Plaza Hotel. 11 years later, we're still married, but I make all the new travel plans.
There you go. Yeah. Live and learn.
After that, of course. Otherwise, if you don't, well, it's your fault. You knew
sure,
he's a
what
bad
he'd pick.
Planner, right?
Yeah.
Are we that pressed for time?
Yeah. What do you have?
I got three.
Okay.
Come on. You can
right.
do it. Yes. Human achievement.
Programming note, it'll be an abbreviated Showbiz News
That's
this morning.
Fine. This is better than that.
All right.
It was 1980. I was about 15 years old. I got a job working at a local pharmacy. Man came up to me at the counter on my first day and asked for P&S liquid. Unknown to me, it is a lotion for psoriasis and dandruff. I repeated back to him, "Penis liquid?"
What did you?
He said, "Yes, P&S lotion."
Yes. Yes.
I went back to the pharmacist and said, "There's a guy at the counter looking for penis lotion." I'm sure he looked scared, confused, and embarrassed. When Cindy, the pharmacist, went down to talk to the customer, I heard her say loud enough that I could hear, "The P&S lotion is over by the shampoos." I worked there all through high school and learned a lot. She would always ask me if I had enough P&S lotion to get me through the weekend.
Is this a guy or a girl writing this?
That is a guy.
All right. No harm done.
Oh, I
all
like
right.
that. 15 at the pharmacy. I bet they don't let that happen anymore.
Last time I saw a 15-year-old pharmacy,
think?
Mr. Gower was slapping him
exactly.
in his bad
not
ear.
Not my ear, not my yeah. bad ear, Mr. Gower. I see what you did. I know why you're sad.
I am in accounting and was starting a job as a customer biller. The man who was supposed to train me called in. I spent my first day moving into a cubicle and staring at walls. The next day, he called in again.
We've
so my second
this.
Day was spent fumbling through piles of paper that were growing on his desk. He appeared to already be very behind on work. The third day, I learned he died of a heart attack, so I got to clean out the dead man's desk and box up his personal effects for his wife.
Wow.
And there's this one.
All right, here we go.
My first professional job out of college was selling advertising space. After a couple of weeks of training, I was turned loose and made my first sale to a solo business owner that distributed parts and supplies for mining equipment. That really doesn't matter in the story. He worked out of his home. Let's refer to him as Dave. Dave and I created the ad he needed to move and promote his product. I had our graphic designer create the ad that night. The ad was perfect, and I was excited to share the proof with Dave. My boss was with me when I called Dave to set a time to meet. I received this message for Dave's voicemail greeting. An older woman's voice says, "Due to the violent death of Dave last night, his business is permanently closed." Beep!
I'm sorry for your loss.
Wow. Wow, what happened to Dave?
I said nothing and hung up. My boss looked at me as the excitement on my face changed with the words I uttered, which were, you know, WTF. I called back and this time put the call on speaker. Got the same message. Due to the violent death of Dave last night, his business is permanently closed. Beep! And saw my boss's face. Without missing a beat, my boss asked if Dave signed the contract before he was killed, because if he did, we can go after that money.
Wow. Capitalism. Wow.
The man.
Sorry about the ones we couldn't get to.
Well, it was a good topic.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of letters.